It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, this is the worst 4th of July ever. I hate America.
Bart! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Bart.
Show.
Sorry, boy, it's eating Wednesday.
I'm sorry, we are Wednesday. Chowing down here. I want to thank Chipotle, Neil Diamond. Chipotle Mexican Grill, specializing in fresh, made-to-order gourmet burritos and tacos. Find yours at Chipotle.com. Later on the broadcast today, we're going to be talking with Dick Morris, and he is the author of the book Fleeced, How Barack Obama, Media Mockery of Terrorists. This is seriously the title of the book.
The actual title.
How Barack Obama, Media Mockery of Terrorist Threats, Liberals Who Want to Kill Talk Radio, The Do-Nothing Congress, Companies That Help Iran and Washington Lobbyists for Foreign Governments Are Scamming Us, and What to Do About It. That is a hell of a title.
What happens to book titles? Why are all book titles three paragraphs long?
We'll ask Dick Morris about that when he comes on the show. He's not my political equal in any way.
We don't know what he is.
He's
now
a Washington insider, and I'm kind of a partisan. But
is he a pundit?
I don't think like he does about these
things. Would you call him a pundit?
Sure, he's a pundit.
He was a political advisor, especially to Clinton, and now he's mostly a columnist and commentator.
Okay. And he's got his background is really primarily in the old days a pollster. He does a lot of polling. He still does.
Strategist.
On his website. Mm-hmm. And as I said, do I see eye to eye with the guy politically? No, not necessarily, but he's got some interesting things to say, and that's just the way it's going to be. I will be very curious about this whole liberals who want to kill talk radio.
Yeah.
Liberals like Joe Lieberman? I'm just kind of curious about that. But
who's
anyway, I don't
about?
Want to start already.
Don't already.
Because it's iPod time. Joe Artinger, here's our music for it. Listen to this. I think you'll really get a kick out of it.
What a good night for living.
Uh-huh.
What a good night for laughing.
Yes.
What a good night for singing a song.
Let's
have fun with music.
Let's
listen to the nightingale away up there. He says the owl is a great big square. Let's have some fun with music.
Why?
Because music's fun.
Hey.
Ah!
You shot one of the singers.
Let's take a note like this note. Let's take a note like this note. Let's play the notes together and then we'll have fun with music. Gather round the old piano, sing for fame. Let's have some fun with music.
Why?
Because music's fun.
I love
it. Sure is.
All right, very good. Where's Joe? Joe, we need you in here we're going to play this game. Come on, Joe.
Joe
Artinger to the studio. We've got Rob. We've got Katie. Katie, are you going to be sitting back there during this whole? Do you have to sit back there?
I don't have to.
Because we need you on a microphone, and we need you to sit down.
Nobody puts Katie in the corner.
Nobody puts Katie. You're absolutely right. And sorry about that dream I had where Beth Ann asked me to fire you. I know it's nothing could be further from the truth. That's not going to work.
It can go next to Joe, though.
Worth a try, though.
Yeah, we'll go next to Joe. There we are. All right, good stuff. Does she have a chair? Does she need this chair? All right, Rob, do we have the iPods ready?
We do.
Yay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we explained this before. You're going to call in, and then we're going to go around the random rotating selection of iPods, and you get to pick who it is, but hold off on your guess until we've had the discussion about the iPod. Let's get our first caller on the line here. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
This is Jeff. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Are you ready to play the game? Now, Jeff, this is kind of a speak when you're spoken to game. We're going to get you to guess whose iPod it is after we have the little discussion. And the way it works with our panel in here, anybody that objects, if you really think the song is not your cup of tea,
it must stop.
Raise your hand, and that's when the song stops, and you'll be able to defend your position.
All right. All iPods will be selected in the shuffle mode, so we have no control as to what songs come up.
And after we have our brief little debate, or if we love it, we say, hey, that was a really good selection. Mm-hmm. We'll go back to you, Jeff, and you get to guess whose iPod it is, okay?
Wonderful.
But until then, just listen along with the rest of us as we play the game Your iPod Sucks.
All right, hold on.
Rob's first one.
It goes a little something
like this.
Why is everybody looking at me?
I think I've identified it.
Oh, you don't like it?
That's Joe.
It is.
Joe singing.
It's Joe's version of I'm Not In Love.
Jeff, I'm sorry. We're going to let you play with somebody else. That's Joe Artinger.
Well, you know what? That was actually, that could be in anyone's iPod.
It could be in more than one iPod.
But it could be.
Well, okay. Jeff.
Yeah.
Like it is.
It's in mine.
Is it in yours?
I swear to God it is.
And it's in mine.
So three of us actually have.
F both of you. I swear to God.
Listen, it's a few more seconds. It's a good song.
Let's know. Hey, that's against the rules. I raised my hand. And I just raised it because it was like a Joe Jingle type thing that we had here.
That's a hit record.
But whose iPod? Jeff, you want to guess whose iPod it is?
All right.
Because Buzz says he's got that song, and so does Rob, and Joe says he's got it, too. Katie, you want to wait? You got it in there also?
Katie might.
I don't.
Okay,
oh,
very
sorry.
Good. Want Jeff, whose guess? Go ahead.
Your iPod sucks.
I know.
You have to go with Buzz Burbank.
Buzz Burbank. Whose iPod is it, Rob?
That is Joe's iPod.
Thanks. Ah. I'm so glad we went through that episode.
Call that an exercise.
Jeff, thanks for playing the game, okay?
Do we skip ahead and hear a couple from Joe now?
Yeah, but let me... No. We can actually... I just like going
Let's
around,
switch it out.
Around
okay.
Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Who's our next caller? Where are you calling from? Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike from Woodbridge.
Mike from Woodbridge. All right, hold on. We're going to get the next iPod. Rob's having a little technical problem.
Listen what I can do.
No,
it's going to
do that. That's not too annoying.
It's going to do that every time.
I like it. Welcome to Dorm Radio. Jesus
Christ. DRM.
All right, let's shuffle it around, and we'll see who's next. Let's go. All right.
Hold on. This iPod is locked up.
All right.
Hold on.
They put the locks on them, you know. So
so far, we're off to an effing tremendous start.
Children won't be hurt.
You want to come over and play with it?
Rob, don't bust my balls. Just fix it, okay? Don't worry about busting my balls. Let's just get it functioning.
Oh,
did you get shocked?
Yes.
Static charge, Katie. Just
did you really
yourself.
Get shocked?
Yes.
What? Where the F is Bear? Where's Bear?
Woman killed by iPod.
Oh, it's working.
Shock
now.
Your ears.
All right. Stand by. And can we get the moron interns, because Joe's not back there, to put the names up on the computer? We're one song into this, and it already sucks.
I disagree.
Jesus
Your iPod
Christ.
Game sucks.
Did anybody do it? Did we do a dry run on this at all? I thought we did that yesterday.
Yeah. I didn't check all the iPods because the iPod
Why do that? You know, there's no need for that. There are five of them. That might have taken 4 hours. What?
The iPod locked up.
What's that? I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Apparently
we
a technical.
See the names back there.
Not the one I'm talking to right now.
We can see them all. I don't know.
Really? I'd like to walk back and see if I can see that name
Some
back
of the
there.
Glitch, apparently.
I see game. So, all right, now is the iPod working?
Okay, yeah.
All right, let's try it.
All right, here we go.
Sorry for And who's this on the line? Because I don't have your name up here.
This is Mike from Woodbridge.
All right, Mike, hopefully this is going to work okay. Hello. This game was... All right, let's listen.
Tell me you know. Yeah, you figured me out. Something gave it away. Such a beautiful moment.
All right. I don't like it.
Yeah, stop.
Yeah.
I think it sucks. I think that really, really sucks. All right, Mike, you want to guess whose it is?
Yeah. You know, Rob, you're doing a great job on the show. I love you, but that sounds like the kind of crap you listen to.
Is it
Rob? Really does.
Is it yours?
No.
Oh, whose iPod is it?
It's mine.
It's Katie!
Hey. I was going to say that next.
All right, you know, you are wrong, so you go off into dreamland here.
Thank you, Katie.
I have to defend, and incidentally, guys, Buzz, if you don't like it,
yes.
You can raise your hand first
right,
instead of me next time.
I was just trying to identify it.
No, see, the idea of the game is that you don't identify it.
Yeah.
If you don't like it,
right.
You raise your hand, and you explain why you didn't like it.
I'll speak
Katie,
sooner.
Katie, I thought it actually was kind of a almost a Broadway kind of thing, like we played yesterday with the Muppet song,
yeah.
And I just didn't like the whole Broadway. It didn't take off at all. What is that?
It sounded like British musical.
That is a song on an album, and I hate it.
Can we turn
song.
Katie's mic up just a little bit,
she
please?
She hates the song.
Yeah.
That's why it's on your iPod?
No, I like the album. The rest
I see.
Of the album is. I just dumped my Mac
who's
onto
the artist?
The iPod. It's Jason Mraz.
Ah, okay. All right,
okay.
Now we know.
All right, let's go down the line here, and we'll get ready. Rob, are we ready to go with the next
yes,
one?
Yes, we are. He's in the Mrazberries.
Let's go to Houston, Lodi, California. Houston, you called the show before. I remember that name. You ready to play Your iPod Sucks?
I am.
Just like Katie's just did.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. Let's listen. 1,002. That's Boston. Joe raises his hand. Joe, stop.
Really?
Joe,
from
Artinger.
Boston?
You're stopping
well, I mean,
Boston.
You know, I mean... We've heard that song 1,000 gazillion times.
Yes, because
it's a great
good.
Song.
Because it's a good song.
No,
Fidelity
so
was excellent.
It's not too great.
No.
It's not the Rolling Stones. Kind of the musicologist that's in here. He likes a lot of bands.
Right.
Let's go to Houston. Houston, whose iPod do you think it is?
I'm going to say that's yours.
Yours meaning who?
Mike.
It's mine, Mike O'Mara's. Mm-hmm. Rob, whose iPod is it?
It's Mike O'Mara's iPod.
Yeah. F you, Joe.
Houston guessed correctly.
But Houston, you get a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt because you are the first person with the correct guess, okay?
Thanks, sir.
I'm going to put you on hold, and let's move on down the line and get Jason, also from Lodi, on the show. Hi, Jason. How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
All right. Let's sit back and get another iPod on the air. Let's see what we can hear next. And just like Joe, raise your hand if you don't like it, and we'll let it go a while if we like it.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
And you must say why. Mike, stopping
you
it
beat
already.
Me to it. I was just about to raise my hand.
It's just depressing. Crap. I don't even know what it was. I didn't even let it get to the hook.
Well,
because
I saw
no
the
idea.
Artist, and I was going to raise my hand based on the
was
artist.
Was it Neil Young who's down by the river? I shot my baby. Right, play a little bit.
You
play a little bit more.
Okay, hold on.
And I have sideburns, and I'm emaciated.
Are Neil and Charlie related?
Yeah. They have a little relation. There
could be
what I'm trying to figure out was all right. Jason, I yeah. stopped it. Rob was right behind me. Whose iPod do you think that is?
BA.
BA does not have an iPod, Jason.
Moron.
That's why she's not in the room, you incredible moron. But let's try again.
Katie,
is that your iPod?
No,
Katie says no.
Rob Spiewak, the big reveal. Whose iPod sucks?
Smells like Joe Artinger.
Oh! Yeah, you hate Boston, but that's effing fine.
I don't know.
You know what, Neil Young, I'm not going to mount a big
Joe,
big
I have it too.
On
so.
Sorry about that, Jason. Thanks for playing the game. Let's go to Shauna. Shauna is in Glen Burnie. Now, when we're padding a little bit here, Rob, you're taking the little... little penis out of each of the ones and putting it in there, right?
The audio jack.
You have to switch the audio
yes,
jack to
exactly,
each one.
Exactly.
So it takes a little while because then he's got
to
get
and
the iPod.
And we have to avoid this sound.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's not doing it
maybe
anymore.
Maybe not a
yeah,
good idea. You know what?
Shocked me and it was fine.
Katie grounded it out.
Maybe not a good idea to play with that. That might not be a good idea.
Fun with electricity.
Shauna in Glen Burnie, you ready to play Your iPod Sucks?
Yes, I am.
Not all right. Good.
Oh, okay.
Let's listen to the next song on Your iPod Sucks.
Ready? Here we go.
Here we go. I'm getting left channel only. Is that the song?
It starts that way.
Okay.
The batteries
are in
backwards.
Tip your hands.
I don't think so.
I'll never raise my hand for this. Already?
I like stopping.
I hate doing I'm just bored.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's a great song.
I was about to get up and dance.
Really? Am I in the distinct minority
yeah,
here?
Kenny Rogers being trippy and psychedelic?
I
how can you beat that?
I thought it sucked.
Oh,
I hated it. I might not be alone. With Joe, what did you think?
I'd never heard that song in my life.
What do you think about it in general, though, just hearing it?
Well, if it's Kenny Rogers,
mm-hmm.
it's too gay.
Yeah, thank you very much. Katie, you were ready to
that.
Get up and dance?
Yeah, I love that song.
Well, we heard that Broadway show tune we played from your iPod before, so what about you, Buzz?
I'm fond of it.
May I defend myself?
Yes,
here?
Go right ahead. Yes, that's why we're here.
Okay, first of all, I do not own an iPod. I borrowed an old iPod from my ex-husband. He wiped it clean, and I just dumped everything from my computer mm-hmm. onto that iPod. I did not cheat like some people in the room. I won't point fingers.
You mean not editing mine?
Tried to
Rob.
Hip up and cool up my iPod.
I didn't, you know what? Hold on, Missy. I will tell you this. I deleted, I did not add.
I know, but you deleted.
I took
you
off
deleted.
My. Yeah, I deleted my Christmas music, and I deleted my
Halloween.
Excuse me, I deleted my Halloween music that I used for my kids when I gave them a haunted house because I'm a great father.
I requested that he took. I requested that you take off the Halloween music. That's me.
And then I saw the all the classical stuff I had that I never listened to that I was bored with. Mm-hmm. I swear this is the God's honest truth. Okay. I know I did it because we were going to have the show. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. But I also was glad to do it. Because it all went into my recycle bin. It's gone because I don't want to listen to it anymore. That's why I edited all my crappy Peter Frampton.
You threw
Frampton
it away?
That, yeah, I threw it away.
You should have at least kept it in iTunes. What if you need it again?
I'm not a saver like you are.
A saver? It's your computer.
I know. It's in my recycle bin. I haven't emptied my recycle bin yet, Mr. Man. I didn't know where to put it. I put it in a folder.
Man, you should.
Jesus Christ.
You should also empty
why
your recycle
bin. Why don't you work
bin?
On putting the nipple in the thing?
Deep breath.
All right. All right.
I'm sorry.
Is it time to guess?
Shauna, did you guess yet?
She has not.
Not yet.
Oh, hey, Shauna, try to relax, okay?
It's Shauna.
What are you
Quayle.
On, an IV drip? What the hell's going on, Shauna?
Nothing. just playing the game.
Okay. Are you nervous?
A little bit.
Yeah, you sound like
don't
it.
Be,
so
Shana.
I can't be more sympathetic about that.
She sounds like Bruce Dern.
Who'd you?
Well, Mr. Man, would you like to go down?
That's bad. How?
Okay, Mr. Gatsby, we're going into town to get some lemonade because it's too hot.
I'm not even quoting that movie the right way.
Yeah, that's the famous lemonade scene from The Great Gatsby.
You know when they all drive into town?
Sure is
that is
hot,
so
Gatsby.
Obscure. Show's going out of control. Shauna, what's your guess?
I'm gonna pick Rob.
Is it Rob's iPod?
It is not Rob's iPod.
And now here's the and you get one guess, then we do the big reveal. Whose iPod is it?
It's Buzz's iPod.
Oh!
Just
Buzz's iPod.
To
wow.
See what condition my condition
doesn't
was in.
Doesn't surprise me that
love
that's
that song,
Buzzy's
Buzz.
Right there.
That's a good one, Buzz.
Sorry, Shauna. Thanks for playing the game, okay?
All right. Love the show, guys.
Thank you. God bless you. Thanks for calling in. And we got to take a break because we've got
already?
We do.
We just got started.
I know, but we're going to get it started in earnest. We'll be continuing to do this. A lot of plates spinning today, guys.
Sure are.
Got to talk to author Dick Morris and a political pundit. He's coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show, and we'll have more iPod fun coming as well.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.